today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How about being a little perky for the customers, you know? Only grinning when he's around her, or when he's home, you know, attaching an anvil to his unit to make it larger. Anyway, hey guys, next
it's a good
letter.
Trick.
I didn't know. My doctor has a lot of compassion, but when it comes to like detail,
okay,
you know, it's just kind of like he's really there are two things he's good at. Two things that I value among above all others:
kissing,
compassion.
Funny.
At least in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, pulled over a guy on Friday night because they suspected he was driving drunk. And those suspicions were confirmed when they asked for his license and he handed them a hamburger instead.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pony lying in his sickie bed. Maddie dabbing at her nose. Tiny tots. Anyway, it's the sick room today, ladies and gentlemen. We have Maddie and Pony, who are both experiencing the death grip. Yes. They are secondary performers.
It's like an Agatha Christie play here today. They're dying one by one. Ten little
one
Indians.
By one?
Yeah.
How are my principal performers today?
That's never better.
I feel great. I woke
That's
up this
good.
Morning and I said, well, looks like it's past me and it's gotten to them.
Mm-hmm. And your lovely wife has come in to assist with the production of the podcast today.
And offer opinions.
And that's terrific. Shannon, you're healthy?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
Okay, please don't call me sir. It makes me feel so
How
old.
About you call me sir once in a while? That'd be nice.
Hey, Mike, call Mike Peach.
We got the hot text this morning from Maddie saying that she couldn't be in. Mm-hmm. I gave her the heads up the day before. I said, please don't.
I feel really bad. I feel like our show got her sick.
Probably.
Well, maybe just one person on our show.
I came in and I was a hero. I said, and I told her, don't be a hero. And you're already sick. If you don't want to come in, we're good.
Oscar, is it hard being a hero all the time?
Well, that's the office hero, the guy that comes in sick because his job is so important.
I see.
Well, our job
and we have
is
we
broadcasting.
Have had a standard policy
yes.
For the people that work there, you know, with an illness. Now, that doesn't apply. The only person that really doesn't apply to is me because I'm down here by myself.
Isolated.
And I can come in and I can be a little under the weather and get her done. That's fine. And so if you'd like a medical update on me.
Please.
I will tell you. Well, maybe I can best describe it with Rob's new sound effect that he sent me.
Okay.
I would like to I'd like to give you the sound that occurred when I was in the bathroom just moments ago. Success.
Did you
There's
feel
nothing.
Like the prime minister should have broken a bottle of champagne?
Oh my God. Because you don't know.
No, you don't.
And when it happens, look at that. Anyway, and I did look. I looked.
Always have
to.
I stood up and I admired.
Make sure you're healthy.
That was it. Anyway, it's just, this started last week during the show, and then I got my physical on Thursday, and then I realized that I really had a problem with the old, gut. And then today, I'll hit it again because I like it so bad.
Congratulations on spending life in the HOV lane.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
It's a new lease on life.
Yeah.
It's a new lease. I'm going to tell you, yesterday's show, I was not 1,000% on yesterday's show. I just was kind of scattered.
You didn't look it.
I didn't look it. It didn't sound
it. You didn't say anything.
But I, you know how I know? These were the issues I had.
Right.
Losing my place.
Mm.
Yes.
Losing my place in the show.
The head clouds at that situation.
Yeah.
When stuff isn't moving right, the head can cloud.
Can dogs get diverticulitis and have that same sweet relief?
Dog articulitis.
Yeah, I know your dog. Oscar's obsessed about the fact that Santos
pooped on the sidewalk. And
on
Oscar
the sidewalk in the middle of the city.
Hot dog.
Middle of the city. You know what you do? You usually walk away in shame. No. I turned into MacGyver, found pieces of paper, what is it, the 1980s, in my backpack. And I said, well, I could probably dog-ass this thing and like an ice scraper off the sidewalk with business people trying to live their lives. They said, oh, look at that guy, that successful man, just scraping off poo off the sidewalk.
Yeah, don't you now, run a business?
Was this one of the well-traveled artery sidewalks?
Yes. Or,
so you were like on Wisconsin?
In front of Starbucks on Wisconsin.
Oh.
Like right here.
Yes.
Oh,
the whole
like
building saw a man.
Oh, that's
like a dog.
There's travel.
Yeah. He was mad at me and he said, you know what, you dick? I'm gonna make this happen. I'm gonna make it a way so it's gonna be so hard for you to clean up that it's gonna embarrass you for 5.5 minutes.
How come you didn't have bags on the leash?
The prophet Mike always says it's the people, product, and process.
Yes.
Our process at home is to have a bag on the leash. That was failed somewhere between last year and this year, because once in a while, between the both of us, my wife and I, we all have used the bag, and we usually have backups within our reach.
Oftentimes, a lot of times, leash will have like a bag dispenser, because you know the bags come on small rolls.
I have two leashes.
I would love that.
Bag dispenser.
Don't play that game in my house somehow.
I have. I'll get my leash.
Please do. Would you like to get a, if we're so inclined to get you a present?
No. I think we have one at home. It was just too much for the leash.
Oh. It makes it too heavy.
Oh, excuse me. Hello there.
Oh, look who's here, like an angel from the sky.
Thank you for stepping in.
Hey, buddy.
I figured Mike stepped away, I'll step in. Okay, now I'm out.
No,
bye.
No, Peach, less is more, please. For God, people are going to start hating me and hating you, please.
Mike.
I'm just letting you know right
perfect.
Now.
That's perfect. That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's a case of more is more.
Yeah, you can make we just heard off mic.
And you can use it as a prop.
Reason why we don't have that on the leash, it makes it too heavy. Now, I never thought that, but whatever. Didn't matter.
Well, is it made of stainless steel? Why is it heavy? It's plastic. It weighs nothing.
I think there's a difference between the sexes here. You want to break that glass ceiling, got to carry the leash.
Okay.
If I can rip this open, I can probably do my impression of the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Bring
this
out the
is
Gimp.
Going to be great.
Right, hold
I already
on,
know where you're going, Mike. That might be too much, and I don't know if I do that considering what that's used for. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to fit.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my
dear.
God. What's his problem?
Bring out the Gimp. Excellent.
Oh, it's Goofy time.
I'm happy you're feeling better. This is great for everybody involved.
Love it. Love it.
Goofy time here. Hey, why beware of the black ghost. Beware of the black
always,
ghost.
Always color with you.
There you go. Worms coming through.
Worms look like
worms
fingers.
All right, enough of that. All right, so, I'm glad you picked up your dog's poo.
Thank you. Somebody had to do it.
Yes.
By the way, if you, in your travels around the city, do you come across many examples of people saying F it and just leaving the dog turds on the side? Because I think that's garbage.
So, as a dog owner in the city, the worst thing you can do is see a big pile on the sidewalk or even in one of the planters.
Sucks. Yeah,
because you and I didn't used to be this guy, because when I had a Weimaraner and a Black Lab when I was younger, I remember being on the radio and I took pride in telling people that what I do is I pick up a bunch of pine cones and pretend I'm picking up the poop, and then I wrap that up because I don't like walking around with poop. This is, 20 years ago?
Oh, and so now you're pine-scented and delightful.
Well, now I understand what the plight, especially if you don't have that much grass in the city, is. Like, you just got to take care of that.
You do.
Well, I'm a country guy, and I grew up with country dogs, and we didn't really think about that. And then when I moved down here to Cocoonville, it's like the prime directive. If you don't pick up your dog's poo, someone's going to be like have video of it. It's terrible.
I imagine that is the case everywhere. If I left something, I apologize to the city. I don't think I did. I will.
How will you rate percentage wise your cleanup effort? I know you weren't armed with the proper tools.
95.
That's great.
95%.
Since we're on the subject of dogs, I give you today's beluga cough of the day.
Oh, great. All new feature.
Let's see what I am. Thank Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now,
thank you.
When Beluga thank busts you. Out a new cough, and that's a new one, right? You had not heard that one before?
That's a variation on the same theme. He's got some sort of congestion.
Do you ever cock your head thinking this might be it?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I mean, that's a legitimate question. Yeah. I'll give you a legitimate. There are moments where I go, oh, my God. Especially if it happens in the middle of the night when the worst ones are.
Yes.
But then he goes back to sleep. You know, he sleeps. He slept since he was a puppy. He sleeps 24 hours in a day. He sleeps 22.
Yeah.
22 hours of the day.
And that leaves 2 hours. How many of the remaining 2 hours is he coughing?
The remaining 2 hours, he sits there, he lies there, and Frankie furiously humps him. It's what they do. It's their world. God. It's their, you know, that's how they exist. Frankie starts with licking his back, and I've stopped doing it.
Oh, they call it foreplay?
It is like foreplay. You see Frankie. Once I see Frankie licking Beluga's back, I know that in a second, Frankie's just going to be on there just doing it. And he's got the chihuahua look where he's going. Yeah. And Frankie's neutered, so nothing's going to happen. So it's an exercise of futility.
Right.
With the eyes, with the Frankie eyes like this. You know.
He's like, I wonder if anybody's watching.
Maybe he wants people to be watching. Maybe that's his thing.
Anyway, dogs are dogs.
Look
we have
me.
A mailbag. It's not about us. We can.
Yes.
Is it too late to do the mailbag? Should we wait? No, let's do it.
We should
let's
do it.
Let's dive
let's
in.
Let's do it.
It's let's do it.
It's all about
you. Yeah. Woo! Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody, buddy, buddy, buddy. Hey, you didn't write an intro for this. Hey, Mallethead.
Yes.
Do we have any gifts today?
We actually do. I will read one, and I have one that's addressed
please.
To you.
Yes.
That Oscar will read. But this arrived this week from the LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is a wonderful organization. And it says, it does indeed say, a gift of life, a thoughtful way to honor a loved one. And I open it, it says, a thoughtful contribution has been made to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of Robert Spiewak III by Dirk Vastrick. And he says, in honor of Christmas and Robert's treatment, recover, and survivorship, Gary Krimble, Dirk Vastrick. Thank you, Dirk. It means a lot. Appreciate
Dirk,
it.
Dirk, that's very, very kind, and I probably shouldn't bring this up now, but I will, that Facebook created one of those year-in-review montages for me.
Yeah, and you can click on it, you see like a movie that's made about your year.
It's a movie,
mm-hmm.
And then they have all the pictures that come in at the end.
Right.
And one of my pictures, I've got Michael, I've got Catherine, I've got Elizabeth, I've got a couple of pictures of me and Carla, and then one of the last pictures to come into the frame is Dirk with his hand like in his tuxedo over his heart at some benefit. You know, there's Dirk. There's Dirk Vastrick.
A year in review.
Mike, a part of your
shows
year.
Shows you how much of a part of my life Dirk Vastrick is.
2018 was the year of Dirk, some would say.
Math doesn't lie.
The year of Dirk.
Mike,
I dined with Dirk.
I have a second one.
I went down and saw Joan.
And Rob, if you don't mind taking the cursor off that screen, that'd be great.
Oh, you got it.
Dear
turn
Mike
the music down.
And the MikeOMaraShow.com, we are pleased to inform you that Special Operations Warrior Foundation has received a donation in your honor from Dirk Vastrick. Again, another Christmas donation made in Mike's name. Very sweet. Again,
you know, he is an incredibly generous guy, and he's an incredibly thoughtful person. He's very thoughtful, and we really, really appreciate that. And you know, when I talked to him in Las Vegas, Nevada, this is a guy that really cares about other people.
Oh,
he's got a huge
really
heart,
heart,
and he's a very sweet guy. And that's the kind of guy you want in your corner, and he's been in our corner for a while. So, Dirk, Merry Christmas and happy holidays
you,
to
Dirk.
You. We love you. You're a good guy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now it's on to the mailbag. Dearest Mr. O'Mara, Mr. Rob, and the other guy, Oscar, is it?
Waka, waka, waka.
That's shtick.
I am in need of your help. My husband listens to your show religiously. One small example of his love for you guys in our house, now he uses the catchphrase, hot soup.
Hot
That's, of course, my cousin Ann Dowd from Handmaid's Tale. Emmy Award winner, Ann Dowd. Needless to say, Christmas is coming, and I am a terrible gift giver, a fact he is well aware of. This year, that's a cop-out. I'm sorry.
Of course.
When you say that I'm a terrible gift giver. No, anyone can give
it. It takes work.
It does. A little effort,
this year,
please.
This year, I thought I would get him your famous TMOS fruitcake.
Ooh.
Right. I would totally win the gift-giving game with one of those. However, along with being a terrible gift giver, I am also terrible at the internets and the Googling. How in the hell do I order one of your fruitcakes? Any and all help would be greatly appreciated. With love and appreciation, Amy Sims. Well,
this was not a plant letter.
Timely.
This arrived before we announced Last Chance Fruitcake.
Oh my God. Perfect timing.
But Amy's not going to figure it out because she won't be able to find the tab.
She'll be fine. If she was able to email us, all she needs to do is go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click the banner that says Last Chance Fruitcake. Also, anyone can do it.
I have the commercial in my hand right here. It says, for a very limited time, you have one last chance to purchase a mouthwatering TMOS fruitcake for your holiday celebration. Our overbaking is your opportunity to get your limited last chance fruitcake, Amy!
Yes, Amy!
Just click Last Chance Fruitcake on our website at MichaelMaraShow.com. You can do that. Do they teach you that there?
Or are you too lazy, Amy?
These won't last long, so do it today.
This is what's-his-name.
Right.
They're almost gone. Get on it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we are at the very end. It's not going to go till Wednesday.
Finish line.
Till Friday, probably. We probably should wrap up somewhere Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I'm being serious.
I would
think
today at lunchtime
would
be
on it.
Opportune.
Hi, guys. Here's yet another reason for you guys to do your next live show in Sacramento. Fresh Stroop waffles.
Hot soup.
Mm.
Dutchman's Stroop waffles are available from their food bike all over town. That sounds Sacramento, doesn't it?
That's why I included
Dutchman's Stroop waffles in their food bike.
Mike, I actually did some Googling. It's a bike that sells Stroop waffles.
Why are you so pissed off, sir? I wanted a food truck. I got a food bike. So we needed the explanation. The food bike all over town. It's like a food truck, but only two wheels. Yeah, well, I guess that's why it's a bike. Yeah, we're going to Sacramento. $2. And all your biggest fans reside here. Look, I know we have a wonderful base of support in Sacramento. Best regards, Kevin, in Elk Grove. And, around Sacramento and all those areas, that's some fire issues. So we feel for all those people and the first responders and the people that lost homes. There are people that listen to this show that were part of that horrible situation. So we haven't made any final determinations as to where we're going. I know that Schmeiko Schmera has been calling me almost daily.
Oh, that guy.
And saying to me, go back to Las Vegas. moving right along. Hey, guys. Love that town. I didn't know about the space bar trick for iPhones. Thank you, Mike. Jeff Cormier. I've gotten a lot of that.
There you are.
Look at
Rob.
This.
Yeah.
I didn't make you feel silly about it. Rob
did. Rob did.
No, I didn't make you feel silly. I just said I knew about
small.
It already. I didn't make him feel small.
Yeah, but you were real pompous about it.
Well, that's how I am.
Yes,
I'm just
you are.
A dick.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, my son Harsha turns 10 years old next Monday. Well, don't be too hard on him. Way, Harsha. He's the greatest joy of my life. Such a great kid. I know that. Harsha, you're a cool dude.
Yeah.
He is very thoughtful, caring, and most importantly, a very funny boy, which, as my 5-year-old starts to form his little personality, I kind of think having the comedy gene is pretty spectacular in a kid.
Mm.
He has been listening to all of you for 5 years, and he loves it. Can you please wish him happy 10th birthday? Thank you very much, and keep bringing the funny. Cheers, Hari Ginka. Harsha, you're a smart kid. You're a good kid. Listen to your mom and dad and have a wonderful 10th birthday.
In answering to your thing about kids with a funny gene, you ever run into a kid that's like absolutely mirthless and how hard it is to talk to them?
Yeah.
When the kids that don't have a sense of humor or fun, it's really tough.
It's tough. It really is. When they're like, how you doing?
Is it,
you
why know? Would a why would an animal do that?
Oh, by the way, we had a waiter like a month ago at the sports bar. We're going over having a few beers. And the waiter comes over and goes, hey, how you doing? Can I get you something? Yeah, I'll have a McUltra. The lady will have the same thing. Okay. And then you go over and you see him behind the bar with this piece of ass behind the bar that he's hanging out with. And he's going, ha, 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 ha. Big grin, toothy grin. And he comes back over. Here are your beers.
Wow.
You would rather him just be like that all the time.
Yeah, how about be a little perky for the customers, you know? Only grin him when he's around her or when he's home, attaching an anvil to his unit to make it larger. Anyway, Hey, guys, next
it's a good
letter.
Trick.
I didn't know. Let me see. I didn't skip ahead, did I?
No, no, you're fine.
Pivot from the birthday.
Okay, very good. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, guys, I'm going to make a strange request. Since I listen to your show most often when I'm driving around in the car cursing at other Leesburg drivers, I need a pick-me-up, and I thought of this. I love when Rob and Mike have to start squabbling and escalating over the air while playing It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year in the background. It never fails to put a smile on my face. I know you guys don't typically take requests, but I'm asking a favor as a friend of the family. Help me to reduce some of the negative holiday energy with laughter instead of cursing. Sincerely, intern Grace's mom, Terry Snyder.
Very sweet. We've met her.
I understand what the deal is because I am done. I cannot stand Christmas music anymore.
But you know, Mike, it's about time we start playing it. You really should play some of it.
No, they played it since October, so the point I'm trying to make.
It doesn't matter when they started playing. The time is that you're playing it now.
Of course,
I mean, it's December.
Matters when they
doesn't
start
matter.
It matters when they start playing it,
it doesn't matter when you hear it.
It's since October.
No, no,
it's
not a matter of hearing it. It's a matter of listening to it.
That's the radio station that kept you out of a job because they got the great ratings when they started playing. Did you remember that?
That's beside the point.
Or is your addled brain too short?
My addled brain is not. It has nothing to do with it. What it has.
Oh, that's the election music. Sorry.
And sometimes you don't even play the right music.
You don't play the right music.
You
embarrass me in front of a reporter.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, God. That worked better with the wrong effect.
I was so into the real.
It worked
we were
better.
Selling it,
it
so
worked
well.
Better with the wrong effect. It worked
on the
better.
Argument, you know?
That was one of our better presentations because you know what? We snuck into it.
That's right. This argument has been brought to you by Election Central. That's right. That was back in 20.
Is that the newsroom music?
No, that's
HBO.
You bought that for.
That's thoughtful election music.
Ah, got it.
Let's go to Ohio right now and see that the 8th district is coming in with their results. This is Election Day 2018, and we'll see what's happening right now. Yes, there is. This update right now, California's 15th district has been called for the Nazi Quaker Party.
Oh, they're great.
That's right. The Nazi Quaker Party has a pretty amazing turnout. Just stunning. All right. Other breaking news. Breaking news. I'm Wolf Blitzer in the CNN News Center. This just in, America is bone, like winter's bone.
Ken Bone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sometimes, you know, it's this type of iPad. A
lot of moving parts.
Commercial.
Yes, a lot of moving parts.
I mean, it's Rob will tell you, it's impossible
to
run that soundboard, don't you think? It's terrible. Or you would tell me, you know what you would tell me?
What's that?
I want to do it again.
Okay, I'm ready. I was with you, actually.
On,
I was fading.
The program.
I was fading.
Is it too much to ask you just to focus on the show
you think
today?
I don't focus on the show? What do you think? It's like
think
some sort of magical thing about this time of year?
I focus on the show all the time. I am Johnny
Focus.
Get
your act together, Rob Spiewak.
F you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Andrew Williams.
Wow.
Where am I here? All right.
Man.
We got that out of the way. Let's move on here. Guys.
Hi.
I have my girlfriend and my 6 and 9-year-old daughters hooked on saying the word car, like you all do. I love it when people like stuff like that.
I do too.
Hey, where'd you park your car?
Brand new car.
You know what I forgot to tell you? I'm digressing for a second.
Yeah.
Let me get back to the letter. I think I pissed off some of the Midwesterners.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Down there?
Yes.
Up there.
Yeah.
Down there,
I
up there.
I hope I did. Because it's one of my favorite people in the neighborhood.
Yes.
But she came over to our table, and in one of the neighborhoods, they have put Santa hats on the mailboxes to be festive in the neighborhood.
What jackasses.
And she walked over, because we don't have them in our neighborhood. And I was a Bloody Mary and a half into my Sunday drinking.
Sure.
And she came over and she said, because we don't have them in the neighborhood, she said, "Hey, where are our Santa hats?" And I immediately riffed on it. I said, "Yeah, where are the Santa hats? I just got back."
Oh, no.
And she looked at me and said, "Do I really sound like that?" I said, "No. I'm just having fun. When did you get back? When did you get back with the Santa hat?"
Sunday.
I noticed on Tuesday, I saw one of the neighbors putting the Santa hats out on the...
See, I'm sure she sounded like that, but here's the problem. I'm okay with a Santa hat on a mailbox, but what I don't like is when an entire neighborhood goes in on a gimmick.
Yeah, well, that's it's not in our neighborhood.
Yeah, good. Be independent.
Right, yeah.
I like being festive. And, Mike, you were being a dick.
Don't mind being festive. Don't like big organized things.
I was being funny.
It's the social filter. You don't have it.
I know. I'm like Mrs. Maisel. I don't say the wrong things at a wedding. That's what I do. Terrible, you know. So we don't have Santa hats in our neighborhood, but I'm putting little mini Confederate flags on all the mailboxes down here.
Just little guys, magnets.
This guy says, I have my girlfriend and my 6 and 9 year old daughters hooked on saying the word care like you do with a hard nasally R or stay, hey, etc. For the life of me, I can't remember where you all got that from. Any help would be appreciated, Justin Richard. Justin, sometimes it's really, really important to just let it roll.
Yes.
Let our art.
Yes.
What? Let our art be our art.
That's right.
And in this case, it would be art.
You know what happens when you autopsy the joke? The joke passes. The joke dies in autopsy. That's right.
You destroy it.
Enjoy the genius.
Would you happen to remember where that started?
Yeah, I would.
Know that? Yeah, he knows the autopsy of the joke. Go ahead.
Well, it's an over pronunciation based on a puking disc jockey. It's where it goes back to. That's it.
All right. So see,
actual puking disc jockey, a puker who kind of talks like this over the top, not actually vomiting.
And it wasn't a DJ. I want to say Gus Johnson was a guy that we kind of did that around, you know?
I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gus Johnson, I think he went on to do some network work.
But he's based on Channel 5 when we found
Channel
him,
Channel 5, yeah. Exactly. Moving right along. Dear Pod Gods, I am a longtime listener dating back to the old Don and Mike show when I was a 12-year-old kid who recently had moved to D.C. I had lost touch with the show post-WJFK and was ecstatic when I learned about the podcast 3 years ago. I haven't missed an episode since, and I even purchased the bonus show this year. Thank you. Still for sale. Please help. I'm writing with a small request. I've got two boys, age 10 and 7, that I'm trying to get into the show, but I never have the chance to play it for them, as I tend to listen while commuting. I'd love it if Mike could say their names. Harrison is 10, and Henry is 7.
Hank.
So I could have a special episode to play for them. Yours in Christ, and in the immortal words of Ken Beatrice, bye now, Evan Kurtz of Bethesda, Harrison and Henry, Harrison and Henry, the smartest kids in the world. They're going to be lifelong fans of the Mike O'Mara show, Harrison and Henry. Thank you very much.
All right, the boys. Kurtzes.
By the way, my favorite Kurtz is Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now.
No. He's not nearly good as Swoozy.
The horror. Yeah. Swoozy Kurtz.
Will your family be watching? Will your family be watching that movie for Christmas, as they always do?
Every Christmas morning.
Yeah. Christmas morning before presents.
Yeah.
Michael,
great.
Sit down and watch before
we'll sit
presents.
There morning, Christmas morning breakfast. We're opening the presents, and then Carla will look at me and go, "This is the end." I'm writing from Westford, Vermont. My dad, Jeff Flanders, just turned 45. And he is obsessed with TMOS. He puts it on in the car all the time. I hope that you guys can wish him a happy birthday, because I know it would make his day, and so that he won't bug us about it for about another year. And so that he won't bug us about it for yet another year. Sincerely, Sidney Flanders.
Sid.
Flanders. I just want to make sure that Jeff Flanders has a fantastic happy birthday.
Well, buenos ding dong diddly dees, Jeff Flanders. Hope you have a fantastic birthday. Get the whole family to come over and listen to some great, great Christmas music. P.S. I thought you would be glad to hear that he and his friend already bought their fruitcakes for Christmas. Well, yum, 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 diddly yummy. That's wonderful. Even though no one in our family likes fruitcake, you'll like this one.
Like yes,
this
you
one.
Will. Yes, you will.
You have probably one, maybe a day and a half left to get the last chance fruitcakes for sale. Gents, your discussion of fur stoles worn by... And by the way, Kiki, I hate to correct you, but it was not my mother who wore the fur stole. So when you put a picture of the fur stole up and then mention my mom, she didn't wear the dead rat
spinster,
on her shoulders.
Spinster aunt.
Do you know why?
These were the spinster elderly aunts that did that.
Kiki K needs to focus a little more on going all the way.
Okay, all the way with Kiki K.
That's the motto. Jets.
And Kiki, don't get offended now because you think we pick on you too much on the show.
No, we're not.
Gents, your discussion of first stoles worn by my old female relatives had me in stitches because I too remember those things. Our family called them Kolinskis.
Ooh,
that's cool. I've never heard of that. I always thought it was a brand name, but a Kolinski is actually a Siberian weasel. That is so. Now,
I love this letter. I
want to talk about a letter I value already. Yeah. That's just a Kolinski. Where'd grandma put her Kolinski? Here are two examples of how my sister used them as entertainment. She tied a string to one, placed it in front of the door to the apartment across the hall, rang the bell, and scooted back to her place. When the neighbor answered, she tugged the string, causing him to see a varmint squirming and crawling backwards in the hallway. I love this. Also, she sent another to a cousin who was stationed in Alaska with the army. She made him a Kolinski line jock strap to keep him warm. This is a funny family. God.
Good letter, too.
The big family joke was, who will get the Kolinski when so-and-so dies?
You got to get the Kolinski, Mike.
Now, Hoy, is it H-U-Y, Rob?
Yeah, because she's doing Michael Bublé.
Oh, okay. Now, hey, hey, now, hey, down the chimney today, a la Bublé. Now, hey, down the chimney and have a Merry Christmas. Janet Ward, the best letter of the day. Thank you. From Rochester, perfect, New York. We can move on now, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you have something else? What are you doing?
There's one more letter.
One more.
I don't have another letter.
Mm.
Oh, it's a thrilling tale.
Why don't you take it from here, Rob?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right, dear boys.
Hold on, I got it. Wait a minute, I got it.
This is literally hot off the press.
Oh my God. Hot stove letters.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop you, but this is a thrilling tale. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Dear boys, I write to you today with a heavy heart. Tomorrow I will be firing my office manager.
Oh.
Here's why. I have a patient named Todd that, like me, is a huge fan of TMOS. In fact, he became aware of my office because you guys read my Vistaprint card on the podcast. I purchased one of your fruitcakes. The very first thing that I did when I received it was take a picture of it and send a message to Todd. I told him I wouldn't open it until he could visit the office and enjoy some too. That brings me to my office manager. Today I was explaining to her the legend of Rob Spiewak's fruitcakes and how they have become a big part of the holiday season on the show. I told her that Todd was coming to enjoy some of it and that it was in a bag in the break room fridge. She immediately became a pasty shade of gray and explained that she had purged the fridge today.
Oh!
My untouched fruitcake is on the bottom of a dumpster. Oh, my God. That bitch.
She was doing her job. Waited,
she was.
I have waited years to shove one of those things in my pie hole. I have tried to win one several times, but this was finally my chance. I was going to have the opportunity to share it with somebody, and she totally effed me. Would you mind telling Todd for me? I don't know how to tell him. Love you long time. # better luck next year. Vincent Badali. DDS. Vincent, put one aside. I know we can do this, right?
Yes.
Put one aside for Vincent and send it to
him. We'll make him whole.
That's right.
Send it to him.
He needs his fruitcake. He needs it.
And Todd, when the opportunity presents itself, go to Vincent's office and dive into that. And with the sugar content, you'll probably get a cavity, and that'll pay double.
That's right. So all he's doing is drumming up business now.
That's it. That's a wonderful story.
Perfect.
Fruitcake's still available.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, but get Vincent his. That's it.
We'll take
care
of him.
Wonderful dentist. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrill. Start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Double bourbon, will you? Quick, huh?
Okay. What's yours?
I was just thinking. It's been so long since
Look, mister, I'm standing here waiting for you to make up your mind.
That's a good man. I was just thinking of a flaming rum punch.
Sounds
no,
good.
It's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute.
I got it.
Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves.
Oh, wait, give me
light and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
What's he talking about?
Nick. Just give him the same as mine. He's okay. You worry me, you know. You got some place to sleep?
No.
You don't, huh? But you got any money?
No.
No wonder you jumped in the river.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Uh-oh. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Look, Nick, what's wrong?
No, that's another thing. Where do you come off calling me Nick?
Well, Nick, that's your name.
Say, Brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From the Christmas-decorated Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. It is really hard for me to concentrate with this wonderful music in the back. One of my all-time favorites.
This is good. This is not the Bing Crosby version. This is by the Pupini Sisters, I think.
Oh, I love
it. I gifted you this album. It's a great album.
It's wonderful. Even with Michael Bublé singing with him. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thanks from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. We are all the way out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Yes! Woo!
To Woodland, to Baltimore, to Eugene, Belfast, Northern Ireland, Botswana, Prague, Czechoslovakia. We're all over the place. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Trade Coffee. It's the best time of year for a great cup of coffee, and my wife knows all about Trade Coffee, and you should too. If you are a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Trade partners with 50 of the best roasteries in the United States and features over 400 unique coffees that they deliver right to your door. Even better, your coffee is roasted only after you order it. That's what makes it so fresh. It's delicious, Rob Spiewak.
There is a tradition in our house that we have stolen from Big Daddy, is that on Christmas morning, the kids are not allowed to come downstairs until the parents have a cup of coffee. And it drives them crazy. And this year, it's going to especially drive them crazy because not only will they have to wait, but they'll have to smell the delicious aroma of this coffee. Trade Coffee is the best smelling coffee I've ever brewed in my life.
If you're a coffee novice, don't fear it. You can go to drinktrade.com. What they've got is a simple six question quiz. They have a six question quiz and a magical algorithm that will match you up with the perfect coffee for your palate. Before you know it, you'll have a list of choices all suited for you. Trade Coffee is so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee. 50% off anyone you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use the promo code TMOS. Remember, they roast it after you order it.
That means so fresh.
Remember the promo code TMOS and you get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com. And we thank you. Yes, happy Tuesday. I'm here to say that it is a wonderful feeling. I normally don't like to talk about these habits.
Right.
I really don't, unless it's real innuendo. Believe it or not.
So to speak.
Shocky jockey as I can be. Ultimately when I'm talking about myself,
right.
I like to talk in lofty terms. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that for the first time in almost a full week, I had a wonderful moment this morning at the
program. Big win.
It is a big win.
When they move like that, satisfactory. Yes.
Well, no, it was not. You know,
it's coming
not
off
something
the sickness.
Where I had no real pain until we had that one show where I could hardly do it. Since then, I got drugs for it and I was fine. But what happened was when you get to, when you get your system kind of all wound up and inflamed down there, things don't move. And when they do finally move, it's gratifying. I wanted to hear angels singing. It was terrific. I was thrilled. I really was. I heard this sound.
Now, people clapping the party. Look what I did, Michael, better than yours.
Thanks for saying that.
When you went in,
I don't like it.
No, I didn't think so, but thanks for humoring me. When you went in to do and you had your success, let's call it the success. Did you have high hopes when you began the endeavor? So it was even better. Even better.
I knew something was going to happen, but I thought it would be a rabbit. That's what I really thought. So yes, Oscar, you were going to ask me a question. Yes.
Did your doctor give you any inclination that this was going to happen? Indication that there was going to happen. No.
I like my doctor. My doctor has a lot of compassion, but when it comes to like detail, you know, it's just kind of like he's really, there are two things he's good at. Two things that I value among, above all others.
Kissing.
Compassion.
Funny. Jesus. I don't want to laugh at that, but it's funny.
I know. Kissing. Compassion and diagnostic ability.
Yes.
But not kissing.
He diagnosed me in a heartbeat. That was it. He did a great job.
He's not giving you a forecast. He's like in about 6 days or in about 2 weeks.
He's given the current temperature. He's not doing a forecast. That's
like,
what he's
for example, they give me an antibiotic for this diverticulitis I have, right? And I said, okay. And he talks about the benefits of one of the benefits. I said, I'll do the first one. We'll take the first one. We go to the pharmacist. They give us two. So he called in two.
He called in both.
I don't know why he called in two. Yeah, but I mean, he didn't say he was going to call in both. We agreed that he was going to call in the one, and then I got both. I said, does he want me to take in both? So what do? I call the office. I said, by the way, you know, it's after hours, always.
Of course.
Always, always, always. And we never got a call back. And I'm not following up. So I ended up just taking the one, and that's what I've been taking. When it seems to be working.
When it's after hours, that's when the office is sexy, right? Like on Cinemax? It's doctor's office after hours.
Yeah. So, no. It's just that's the part. That's the part. And, you know.
Did he warn you that? Because antibiotics often, the stronger the antibiotic, the more likely it is to play havoc with your digestive system.
This has worked. I've been at this rodeo a few times. So I'm very happy with the way everything is, you know. And then, you know, it's just once you get there, this is something that is on your mind for anybody that gets bound up. And there are a lot of people. God almighty, we've got constipated listeners.
We've
known it for years. There's nothing quite like the end of that journey. Mm-hmm.
When you pull in,
How old am I getting that I'm talking about constipation?
Well, I think the sweet relief is timeless for anybody.
And also, really, Mike, it's okay.
It changes your whole outlook on life.
I know you are using the topic of constipation as an older person, but you're taking it. You're discussing it with the vigor of a much younger man, almost like a 3-year old.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's wonderfully. Yes. Yeah. Like a toddler.
That's right. Poop.
Like a toddler.
Before this all went down, you had this wonderful exercise.
Success.
Yes. You were pretty miserable from our pre-show meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I was not in any real pain, but I was definitely just kind of, yeah.
You know what you were? You know, you were loggy. Like,
yeah, I was loggy.
You were loggy.
Thank you. Obviously, you're regular from your demeanor today.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to even make it through the show.
You seem like you're really in the Christmas spirit.
Things are falling into place.
Everything good?
Yeah, we're nearing the completion of the fruitcake exercise, which has been
Is everything really good?
Superb.
Are you going to commercial? Is that what
you're doing? Yeah, I was just I don't have to
He's
go
playing
to commercial.
Himself off.
That was sort of like a rim shot.
I'm trying to talk in code.
Things are fine. Professionally, things are fine.
All right.
Professionally, things are great.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah, great.
Personally,
that's things are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. That's it. Not going to pursue it.
All right.
Not going to pursue it anymore.
All right, thank
Wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't be prudent. Wouldn't be prudent.
Nah,
we
God,
a break already?
Mike, we are so flipping late.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk about our favorite TV show that now Oscar's watching it. Rob, I don't even know whether you're on the bandwagon or not, but
I haven't watched the new season yet, but I love the show. I need to get on it, yeah.
We'll do a little Mrs. Maisel talk when we come back on the and what makes that show so special. Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. I have a feeling we're going to get in trouble today.
No, you're fine. But never better.
We'll be right back.
What you making? Fruitcake.
Oh, it's your pies on Paulie. Now, I heard you ate all your Rob Spiewak fruitcake, or your family galvoned it all on you, just like Cousin Anthony did. So I'm happy to tell you, a Christmas miracle has happened. That's right, folks. The elves have made a few extra fruitcakes that can be yours. But times are fleeting, and you only have till right now to buy them.
Yeah.
So go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click on the Last Chance banner, and order yours today. Or they'll be gone just like this promo will be at the end of the week. Now let's return to the man who wasn't allowed to play any reindeer games, Mike O'Mara.
You know what? Pauly grows on me on a weekly basis.
I love his regularity. You know what? I love his regularity.
And his enthusiasm is
wonderful.
Contagious.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you know anything at all about Zappos.com, you know that they provide the absolute best customer service around, and they also love to surprise and delight. In fact, they surprised and delighted hundreds of our listeners when Zappos.com hosted TMOS Live in Las Vegas. We were out there at Zappos corporate headquarters. We had an incredible time.
The best.
We love you, Zappos, and a friend of mine. Oh, somebody's saying, there's one of our staff members was just yelling in my ear that we'd love to go back.
What?
I don't know what.
That's crazy.
Thanks to over 1,000 trusted Brent. What?
No, I have a tip in when you're ready.
Oh, okay. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And now, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering Mike O'Mara Show listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day. Did you hear that? 365-day return policy.
It's like almost a year.
Remember, Zappos.com. Shut up, Rob. Zappos.com. This is a limited time offer. So make sure you act fast. And thank you, Zappos.com. We love you. I'm shopping Zappos yesterday.
Love Zappos.
There is a pair of boots that I want to buy Mrs. O'Mara, but I am wondering what type of function she could wear.
Are they
the
ones from the Pretty Woman poster?
They are more dramatic than that.
Oh,
wow.
But I thought she'd look really incredible in them.
Yeah.
And they might be kind of, they might skew colder temperature, but I'm not sure. And I looked at them and I've gone back to them and gone back to them. They're on Zappos.com. They got so much on Zappos. It's great. You had a tip in.
Yes.
What was your tip in?
A couple of listeners had written in and said they've tried the TMOS code.
Right.
It is case sensitive. So capital T, capital M, capital O, capital S.
Okay. Very good.
And that will give you 15% off any item, even if it's not already reduced. And most of them are not. But if you see an item that's not on sale and it's new for the season, you put that code in, you will get 15% off.
All caps, TMOS. Yes. Yes. So please, thank you.
And we thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much. All right, I don't want to get in trouble by talking like this, but Mrs. Maisel, she has just got the actress. Is it Rachel Bresnahan? Is that the name of the actress?
I will double
actress?
Check, but that sounds exactly right.
I think that's her name. There, she is so incredibly attractive in her look, in her personality,
engaging,
in the way that
alluring,
the character. Yeah. It's a strange thing. I think the success of Mrs. Maisel can be attributed to a lot of things, but she has, I'm trying to compare her to a celebrity that had the sexy factor along with just the comedy factor.
Rachel Brosnahan.
Rachel
Brosnahan.
She, if you haven't watched this show, it's on Amazon, and it really is. She is so engaging, and the show is just it's a wonderful time gone by, and it's about a woman trying to break into the world of stand-up comedy, and it's just all the characters, including the great Tony Shalhoub, The great Kevin Pollak.
Oh, so good.
Just really, the show is a 10. It's incredible. So, it really is.
I was exposed to the show first by you, Mike, when you mentioned the Maisel program, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that my wife had been watching it here and there. I would catch a little bit of the show. I was like, that's kind of funny.
You like walk through the room and be on.
I finally sat down and really broke through the first season and was excited to get to the second season and see what went down. What's fascinating about this movie is not just, while I agree with you, the lead actress is super attractive. What I love about the show is how they give you this craft of comedy, but what would be hypothetically a backstage look of how somebody would break into it, especially a woman. But all these other comedians that they reference within the actual show, which I had heard about, but
it's like a history lesson.
I know Red Fox, of course, and I've heard the name Lenny
Jackie
Bruce.
Jackie Vernon was in one of the episodes
but
this year.
There are some comedians that I had never, ever really looked at, like Lenny Bruce, ever.
Yeah,
right.
I just heard once in a while when Rob would play them.
Yeah.
And you guys know this from our trip back and coming back in Florida. Most of the comedy that I had heard was contemporary to my age because my parents didn't play any records for me or comedy albums or anything like that.
Right. Right.
So to see how that business.
Not even like a Canton Floss album?
No, but D-Floss, no. We would just see it on TV.
Okay.
But I'm sure he does have many a record.
Yes.
And it's fun for me, not just because of the storyline, the great acting, but to see that side of what New York would have looked like back then. What the comedy clubs were like, what the East Village or Greenwich Village would look like.
You know, it's a great companion piece.
That's so much fun.
Great companion piece to watching Crashing, because they're very similar in their note. Is people from the outside trying to break into comedy, but separated by 40 or 50 years.
Has Crashing started yet?
I think it's January, and my episode. You see, Mike, I'm working on this project with Judd Apatow. It's called Crashing. I did an episode.
Yes. When does it come? When does your part come?
They have not given us a drop date yet, but it looks, by my math, in February, because I think we're the seventh episode of the season.
They just released the trailer for the new season.
As a participant, will you get any kind of advanced, like, digital copy that you can look at or anything like that?
I guess
you don't want to pester them, right?
I doubt it. I've been in touch, and they said there's no drop date yet. They've announced the premiere date for episode one. Usually the best way to track it is you can track it on IMDb, and when they have the schedule set, it will be on IMDb. And as of last week, it was not up as a premiere date. But I'm getting a little nervous and a little excited because.
What about this fact? What about that factor?
We've closed our deal on that, but they paid me very well.
It's not the way it used to be.
Not the way it used to be.
That is so. You know, the thing is, it used to be if you did. I remember back in the day, we talked about this before, mm-hmm. that my sister did. Was at Syracuse University. They came on campus looking for some college kids to talk about. It was one of the big producers, like Milk, Bread, something, the Dairy Council.
Right.
And she got paid for months. She got paid with that. Those deals no longer exist.
They don't. And also the thing is that I feel still very fortunate because with the treatment I got and the money they pay me, I would have done it if they had just put me on a train up there, because it was like in the old days, like when you would do stuff on CSI when it was like the DJ thing. It's so obvious.
You play a corpse.
Yeah, they send you out there, you play a corpse, and then the show talks about the episode for weeks and weeks leading up. It's like hand washes the other. But I got very lucky here, and I got paid, you know, for 2.5 days working a little overtime. It was a really nice check. So
I can't wait to see him on screen.
The three of us all need to be involved in a television production.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I agree.
The three of us need to be involved.
Not some sort of pilot, something that's established.
Right.
Something for beyond pilots.
That's right. We need to be on the Big Bang Theory.
Yes. How about that? Would it be too much to ask?
Of all the shows.
You know what? It wouldn't be too much to ask for a third apartment on that floor. And all of a sudden, after all these years, they say, I wonder who lives in that apartment. And they go in and it's us.
If you could be on any television show,
yes,
take Crashing out of it.
Okay.
And Rob's the only guy that's going to be in the new year. Mm-hmm. Rob's 2019 is going to begin with him on the Magic Box. And that's pretty spectacular.
Around the world.
If you, though, Rob, had your handpicked TV show, where a current show that is doing well now, what would that show be? What is a show you would do a guest spot on, a cameo, an extra role, something like that?
I have an absolute answer and a first runner-up. Right. I think the first run, I would die to be on any episode of Modern Family, because I think that is a show with legs, and I think it's going to be around for a long time. And they have stuck so well to their base cast, and even with the kids growing up, they've I think that is a really quality show. But also a close runner up would be The Goldbergs, because I love the 80s aspect of it.
Oscar,
I think the writing
is
very
you?
Good.
What about you?
Well, it was going for me. It was going to be This Is Us. Because
but only first season.
It is so multicultural that I could slide in easily. They could fold me into a lost brother.
Still
that,
going strong, right? Is it still going strong?
But it could be a brother that they adopted as an adult.
Right.
And I could come in and be the fourth brother.
What if they found you in Vietnam?
No, that's a current story arc.
Okay, sorry.
I would come in season three as the show is dying.
Oh, but you'd be like Cousin Oliver.
I would collect enough checks to still come back to Podcast Village and the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
But I'd still have that, what would be the velocity in my career, in my bank account, grow for just a little bit to catch me up.
That's very cool. How about you? I'm going to give you a wild card. You're probably not. All this right. is not a comedy or a drama. I would like to be a guest host on Fox and Friends. That's it. Get a chance to work with my old friend Steve Doocy again. That would be fun.
You could really be the next Brian Kilmeade.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll go in there. That was grown up. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the mic.
You think it's easy being an elf? Your whole day is spent making toys, and then there's the singing and the reindeer games. Jeez. Plus, when you're 6'9" like me, you're teased a lot.
How's the weather up there?
Hey, why don't you bite my ass? The one thing that makes the holidays easy, though, is gift giving. And I do it through the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center.
Thank you, Jim. I can shop
through Macy's, Target, and Walmart.
Or whatever.
Through the banners at MikeOMaraShow.com. I shop for what I want. And have it shipped to my door.
Thanks,
or if I'm feeling adventurous,
Santa.
Have it shipped Santa. To the store where I can pick it up. If everything was this easy.
Hey, Shorty, you better duck. Santa's gonna clip ya.
You.
The TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Another great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Jim Amato, and Paulie, and Jim, and all the people that help us every year with these promos. Really, it makes us feel good. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. A message from Cornerstone First Financial. As we approach the conclusion of 2018, it's only human to ask ourselves, did we achieve the goals that we set for ourselves last January? Saving money, always a prime goal that people set each year. Cornerstone First Financial is so committed to helping you achieve your goals, they want to motivate you to get started. Check this out. Cornerstone First Financial will pay your appraisal for your appraisal until the end of the year and allow you to take a month off from paying your mortgage. That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. So whether you refinance or purchase or consolidate debt or just shorten your loan term, call Cornerstone First Financial and allow them to help you achieve your financial goals this year and next. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Mark that we said happy holidays.
Mark!
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Thank you. Yes, Oscar.
Quick update. Shannon has left the control room, and now AJ from Hey Phrase is running our cameras.
Yay! Hi.
AJ!
You can talk.
Yes.
Is it through this one?
Yes,
it is.
No, there you go.
You know, it's so many buttons here. So.
Yeah, you've already outshined Luis, who yesterday was asking why the headphones weren't working, and I showed him that they weren't plugged in. I said, these are not wireless headphones. They're going to get much better fidelity if the plug goes in the jack.
Mike, do you feel plugged in when you hear a new producer has stepped into the control room?
I like the whole thing. I was going to say that to you. I like the whole idea of the backup, that everybody's like humming, that the Podcast Village machine is cruising on all eight. It's wonderful. But I want to make sure that the most important thing of the week is humming. How are we doing with our holiday get together? How are we doing with the RSVP?
I'm happy you've asked, because that's something that I wanted to address, and I'm happy we're doing this on air. Ideally, the majority of people that I have talked to had said if next Friday is viable they would like to do next Friday because they could take off of work.
Oh, you mean a week from Friday?
Next Friday. Because if there's going to be.
What is the date? Is that. We're almost into the.
That would be our final show, wouldn't it?
That might be our final show. What is it, the 21st?
It would be the 21st, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll do a single show. I don't necessarily want to do a.
Yes,
double
just
because
if drinking is involved, most people couldn't come here and have a good time and then go back to work.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So you want to postpone it for a week
so
and
next Friday.
Reach out
I think
Mr.
that's
Cerito.
Wonderful. Mr. Cerito is in.
What is the date? Give me the date. What's that date going to be?
December 21st. Friday, December 21st.
That is the, right up at the backing, right up to the holiday. I think that's a great idea.
Beautiful.
That's very, very cool.
Appreciate
I actually
you,
communicated with Jimmy yesterday. He wanted to know if we wanted eggnog with bourbon, virgin eggnog, which is eggnog without bourbon.
Is it going to be cool for him to switch to the following Friday?
I'm pretty sure he'll be okay with it, with the speed that he replied to me.
You never know with that travel schedule that he has. He's important to be a part of that.
Yes, yes.
So that's Zoo, Todd Moore, and will you guys handle it? Give me updates
Josh
on
Murphy,
the guest list.
Josh Murphy, I believe, Adrian and Mac, the whole
wonderful.
Gang will be here. And Josh
and, tells
is
Charlie
Burney,
our wonderful landlord at Podcast Village, to come by, tell the people from Cornerstone to come up, and we'll give everybody a little microphone.
A little love.
That
love that.
That'll be terrific. I think that's
nice way to hit the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. We will do that. I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. It will get me in the Christmas spirit because Lord knows I'm getting burned on the whole thing right now.
Where are you at with lights?
Here's this one point I wanted to make.
Yes.
I'm on my third set.
Yeah.
I go in. Here's what I want. This is what I do. I take my bushes out front and I buy they're called the icicle lights.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a string of lights that hangs down. And what it serves as is you can put it on bushes to make it look like you've put, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
I think most people
down.
Have done that. I've
yeah.
done, I've
most
done
people
that
do that.
House,
it's a great way to get the look.
But as far as the consistency, I wanted an extra pair. So I'll go out and buy an extra pair. Well, they're not that same, like, regular light. They're a brighter kind of LED type light.
Oh,
but
and you know what?
You got to use those.
And there's two things. Are they all white or are they colored lights?
They're all white light.
You see, that's the thing this year, and this is a real, real change. Now they have bright white and
warm white.
And they're two different. I like warm, too.
Warm white. And I got bright white. It's like, come on. Can't the Chinese have any kind of consistency in the Chinese?
Mike.
Yes.
I want.
You remember the guy told me they're all Chinese.
I also told you to file down the
plug-in at work.
I wanted to ask you that. The one that you filed down, is that still in operation?
Yeah,
still
there's
working?
Been no fire. Okay. There's been no fire.
Is it glowing? Sure. Is it warm to the touch?
No. I mean, it's fine. I'm having more trouble with my garage door opener. I'm starting to realize just how long I've been around life.
Yes.
And how long I've been in this house. When I'm looking at pieces of plastic, like, okay, you know how the garage door opener has a plastic cover that goes over a light bulb that's on the unit itself?
Sure.
So that when you open the garage, a light automatically comes on.
Right.
So I get up to the top of this thing because it needs, obviously, I think it needs a light bulb change.
Right.
And I crawl up to the top of this thing and I start to jiggle the plastic and it practically disintegrates.
Oh,
it's so old and yellowed.
Rumbles in your hand.
And then I change the light bulb and just leave it. The thing was shattered practically.
Yeah.
And the light doesn't come on. So I have no idea what's wrong with that. And I'm not, you know, this is one of those things where I'm not handy. I'm lucky to accomplish anything without hurting myself. But getting back to the Christmas lights, the white bright ones, I didn't want those. They don't match the rest of the shrubbery. And so what I do is I go and I finally get these look like, what do you call it? The soft yellow?
They have warm white and bright white.
Yes.
Warm and bright. I want warm.
Okay.
All right. Making the season warm. I don't want to make the season bright.
Right.
So on the back of those boxes, a man who's dealt with many light bulb for studios and whether they change or don't change or smart light bulbs there aren't, there
I
are
put
lights.
Put an LED in. It's
so
the kind
if
of
you
bulb.
Put an LED in on the back, there are two different kinds this season. I was very impressed. You can.
Are you talking about Christmas lights or my garage
Christmas,
door
Christmas
opener?
Lights. You can look at the back of the package and see what type of actual white you're buying.
Yeah.
And there's a scale.
Here's the thing. You know what? It's the holidays. I read for work. I don't want to have to read my Christmas lights. All right. Thank you very much. All right. I don't want to do that. So I got to buy a fourth set.
A
afford and, to return we'll that, that one. And then,
yeah, I that's let Carla do it. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Time Christmas.
You asked and we listened.
Sick.
Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Robinhood. If you think that financial services and investing are just for the wealthy, think again and say hello to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, those are exchange-traded funds, options, and cryptocurrencies, all commission-free. Robinhood is the non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Robinhood opens investing to everyone. It's simple, it's intuitive. Even for a newcomer, you're going to love it. The best part? No commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You trade your stocks and keep all your profits. Plus, it's simple. Robinhood has easy-to-understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. I've done it. It works. You'll learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, and Robinhood has custom notifications for price movements, so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving TMOS listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up today at mikeomara.robinhood.com. That's mikeomara.robinhood.com. Pay attention, mikeomara.robinhood.com, and do it today, and you will love that.
Hey,
oh, I didn't even count
nice
on that being in
audio
there.
Painting.
Thank you.
News.
But it worked.
Good night.
Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. Nicki Minaj went on Instagram, and she went official with her new boyfriend over the weekend.
Mm.
Oh.
But this relationship might be a little ill-advised. The guy's name is Kenneth Petty. He's a registered sex offender in the state of New York. Back in 1995, he was convicted of first-degree attempted rape, and he served 4 years. When people started calling him out for it, Nicki defended him, saying, quote, "He was 15, she was 16, in a relationship. But go off, internet. Y'all can't run my life. Y'all can't even run y'all own life. Thank you, boo." But that's not where Kenneth's rap sheet ends.
Oh.
He also, it's nothing big. He killed a guy in 2002.
No kidding.
By shooting him several times. Oh. He was up for murder, but he got it reduced to first-degree manslaughter.
Yeah.
He served 7 years and got out in 2013.
Well, he served his time, boo.
Nicki is sticking to her guns. Last night, she posted a pair of photos with him and said, quote, "Oh, they want to talk? Let's give them something to talk about." Shania voice. So that's my lead story. Thank you.
It is top of TMZ. I agree with him.
The theme today seems to be good judgment. Miley Cyrus gave up smoking weed last year so that she could be more productive.
Good.
But now she's inhaling again, and she has someone to thank. Her mother, Tish.
Mother.
Tish Cyrus.
Tish Cyrus?
Miley told the Sun tabloid, quote, "My mom got me back on it. When I'm just working, I don't think I function at my highest. Most intelligent. So I don't smoke when I work. But we toke a little every now and then, you know." Yeah, I know.
Yeah, when I work with Miley Cyrus, I want her to be her most intelligent.
In an interview with Andy Cohen. This is good judgment. It's good judgment Tuesday.
You know what it is? It's a GJT.
Right. In an interview with Andy Cohen, Miley said her mom smokes a lot of weed and wants to start growing her own.
That's
Isn't
great.
That nice? Isn't that right? Thanks, Mom.
Andy Cohen was so thrilled, his eyes crossed.
A recent poll of 2,000 adults asked for people's favorite movie Santas. Would you like to know who's number one?
Oh, really?
Yes. Please.
Richard Attenborough from the 1994 version of Miracle on 34th Street. He's number one. This list
That's a
sucks.
Bad list.
That's why I put it on here.
I have audio of him if you want to hear him as Santa Claus.
All right, this is Richard Attenborough. Let's listen to it. There. I knew it. I knew it was coming. Yeah.
See, I...
12 more days.
14. No, 14.
14.
No, you're wrong.
14.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
I'm just effing with you.
Yesterday was 15. Today's yes. 14.
Oh, listen.
No, no.
You're Hi there.
Hi there.
Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Time's a fleeting.
Hello, little one. How are you?
Come.
Well. She's deaf. You don't have to talk to her. She just wanted to see you.
You are a very beautiful young lady.
That's not even nearly as good as the Santa in 1947's Miracle when he speaks Dutch. That's a better That's, Santa
Claus. Is
that
47? I thought that was I thought that
no,
was
it's 1947. It's post-war.
It's 1947?
Yeah. Okay. Santa Claus Kapunch onset in Manschunza.
Okay, calm down.
That's right.
Calm down, you Nazi. All right, anyway.
Hey, that was so, Dutch.
Richard Attenborough is number one. Tom Hanks in The Polar Express. He's not even Santa.
He just voices Santa, and what they did, you'll love this, as someone who actually can use their voice, they right. altered his voice to make it bassier so he would sound fat.
Oh, okay. Number three, this list is the crap list of the holidays right yes. here. Number three is Tim Allen in The Santa Claus.
No!
Number four is Ed Asner in Elf.
He's a pretty good Santa.
Number five is David Huddleston in Santa Claus the movie. That's
I remember
a
him,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number six is Ken Hudson Campbell in Home Alone.
Yes.
Is there a
yes,
Santa
he,
in
he
Home
kicks
Alone?
Him. He kicks a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jim Broadbent in Arthur Christmas. Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa. This list is wrong.
That's way off.
Edward Ivory, who voices Santa in The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then number 10 is Jim Belushi in Jingle All the Way. That list is ridiculous.
Ted! That's Ted, it. Who is your favorite Santa, Ted?
Ted Santa Claus. If you haven't heard about this, Burger King is offering a deal where you can get a Whopper for 1 cent
yeah.
if you order it on their app while you're at McDonald's. I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great deal for everyone except this guy. A guy named Boyce Harvey in Los Angeles tried to take advantage of the Whopper deal, but for some reason it wasn't working right. And somehow, instead of charging him a penny for the Whopper, he found out the app had charged him $1,093.91.
As they say on The Price is Right, that's too much!
And that meant they overdrafted his account. Sure is glad he got involved in this. He complained to Burger King. I guess so. Yeah. And they said they're going to work with him to figure out how he got overcharged. Okay, that's nice, Burger King.
The two main complaints about Burger King is when you're overcharged by $2,000 and when there's a French fry in your onion rings. Don't you hate that?
By the way, if you're wondering if the Order a Penny Whopper at McDonald's campaign is working, it really is. After they announced the deal, their app went from about 400th most downloaded in Apple's App Store to number one in the span of a week.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got to, you know, go to, let me see, go to Adam Carolla's show. And order
download,
our bonus show.
Our listen, yeah, and order, yes.
That's right.
And, that'll be fair.
And we'll only charge you $2,000.
For the fourth year in a row, someone in Idaho is handing out a big checks to people for the holidays. And this year, they're giving away $250,000. They're working with a local news station and asking viewers to nominate people who deserve help. The only conditions are you can't nominate yourself and the person has to live in East Idaho.
Oh, sorry, it's Unabomber Pony.
Okay, they're accepting names up until Christmas. Bravo, dropped by ponies.
We had a wonderful visit.
He didn't look that good.
No,
but they're already handing money out. Last week, the station surprised a single dad named Dakota Nelson, who lost his wife of 17 years this past fall. She was only 38, but collapsed in their garage back in July and then passed away in September. And she left 7 kids behind. Wow. Obviously, it's all been incredibly hard on Dakota and their kids, including financially. So several people nominated him. And last week, a reporter surprised him with $2,000 in gift cards, plus a check for $8,000.
Nice.
He got pretty emotional and wanted to know who to thank. Then he broke down when they told him the gift was anonymous. There's also a GoFundMe that was set up by his wife's sister when she collapsed. When the wife collapsed last week, checked, it was still active if you'd like to contribute. So that's sweet. Nice little sweet story.
It seems to be more of that this year than in years past. I like that.
Yes. I like spotlighting these stories, but we like to balance things out on news you may not need.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. And now a little something. The police in Victoria British Columbia, Canada, pulled over a guy on Friday night because they suspected he was driving drunk. And those suspicions were confirmed when they asked for his license, and he handed them a hamburger instead. That's drunk right there.
That is good drunk.
He was too drunk to even take a breathalyzer test, so he was arrested for drunk driving. And in all fairness to this guy, the burger usually works with a really fat cop.
How about a burger instead?
Usually it's a cop that sounds like, well, thank you.
All right,
be on your way and a happy holiday, sir.
Let's be careful out there.
All right. All right, I'll just give you a warning this time. Thanks for the burger.
All right, see you later. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault from Rob Spiewak right here. Thanks so much. Be on your way. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the legacy of President George Herbert Walker Bush. Will any of that dignity rub off on Washington today? Plus, the Senate's coming action against Saudi Arabia for murdering a journalist and the latest on the Mueller investigation. Tune in, tell your friends, or else.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are here, and I have got a great idea for a personalized gift that anyone would love. I'm using it sparingly right now.
You want to make it last.
Because I've used it for so long. Look at it.
It's your main candle.
It's my main candle. Oh, I loved it. It lasted longer than any candle we've ever had. Carla told me that.
That's
and
awesome.
It's wonderful. Homesick candles. They come in unique scents that reflect all 50 of the U.S. states and dozens of cities, college towns, and foreign countries. Nothing brings on sweet nostalgia like a familiar scent. So let Homesick Candles help you or a loved one remember the best time of your life. Holidays, vacations, or just years gone by. Homesick Candles bring back and help you share your very best memories. Right now, listeners that go to homesick.com and use promo code TMOS will receive 10% off any order over $50 and get free shipping. That's a great deal. 10% off and free shipping. This amazing offer and the most popular state and city candles won't last long, so don't wait.
Don't wait.
Please show this client some TMOS love. When you support them, you support us. Just visit homesick.com now and use promo code TMOS. Find a personal gift for everyone on your list today. And we love Homesick candles. You will as well. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, December 11, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
We used to take a lot of calls on this show, and there were good calls. There were lesser than great calls. But it was always fun, always an adventure when you took calls.
Absolutely.
So now let me take you to Northern Ireland. There was a radio show that was talking one of the hot topics over there in Great Britain and that in the islands over there. They're talking about Brexit. It's a big deal right now. And they had a guy on hold for about 35 minutes.
What are you looking at me like that for, Oscar? What are you doing?
Because he's disappointed that I couldn't find the words I was looking for.
Yeah, I just didn't know what he was trying to say.
I can't think of the name of the British Islands. That's what I wanted to say.
The British Isles?
The British Islands, that's of course. You know, you have your Scotland. The British Isles, you have Ireland, you have England, of course. Great Britain.
Well, the in Paris and in London, and it's a very big deal right now where they're talking about Europe kind of coming apart at the seams with this whole Brexit issue.
So lots of people are talking about it, but they had this guy on hold for 35 minutes.
Look at how exasperated he got right there.
Don't be mad at me. I'm not your mouth.
No, otherwise you would talk better.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it does, actually.
You just
all
didn't.
Right, so what's going on with Brexit?
There's a lot of talk about it over there. It's a topic
yes,
on all the radio stations, and so they're doing this as a call-in topic. Sadly, this guy was on hold for 35 minutes.
All right.
And when they got to him, he was no longer awake.
Joy in Bournemouth has been waiting for 35 minutes.
And you're going to blame it on me now, are you?
No. We believe he's fallen asleep because we think we can hear him snoring. All right? So let's just pump this up and see.
That's great.
We put the man to sleep.
I knew it.
Hello, Joey. Hello, Joey. So, Joey, what do you think of Brexit? This meaningful vote next Tuesday, Joey. I think this is the best. This has been the best Nolan Five Live show in years.
As you can see, it's a blistering topic.
Perfect.
Very, very cool.
You know, look, the fraternity, sorority, whatever you want to call it, of radio broadcasters, I just think radio people know how to deal with that situation better than TV people. I've always thought that. That's just
embrace
so.
It.
Of course.
You put your arms around it and you make it something special. That's like
it.
The best thing they've done in a month, probably.
There is a podcast called Winging It, and they had a guest, Steph Curry, of course, a very popular basketball player, and he revealed something. He doesn't believe we ever landed on the moon.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
Nope. They gonna come get us. I don't think so either.
I'm conspiracy.
Sorry, I don't start a conspiracy.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You gotta do the research on Stanley
like
Kubrick.
This big back then. Bro, you talking about we took something to the moon? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Okay. We are valuing intellectual accomplishment in the United States.
and Steph Curry, out of most NBA players, he does the most good. So to hear him, even
very
if he's
popular
joking,
guy.
You have to say you're joking if you're not joking.
Well, this is America where everyone will tell you exactly what they think about everything. And conspiracy theorists, especially in the age of the internet, are now more popular than they've ever been. That's what it's all about.
I saw a great screen cap from a website over the weekend. It said, the most popular flat earth society on the globe.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about that, a globe by definition is round.
On the globe.
So know your thought. Congratulations to the woman in Pennsylvania who couldn't make it to the hospital but successfully gave birth by following phone instructions in a Taco Bell parking lot.
My 911 operator told me to find something to tie her cord with, and I had nothing. So I found a ribbon that I had in my car. So she had a shiny silver ribbon tying her cord. I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Taco Bell. She found a smart person.
Nachos.
That's good. If somebody's got the comedy gene, they're the person I want there.
Exactly.
Assisting.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. And for the lady that gave birth.
And my congratulations on you for the birth you gave this morning as well.
Thank you very much.
Let us close. There's another trailer out. Remember Once Upon a Deadpool this Christmas? They're re-releasing the movie Deadpool, re-edited for a PG-13 rating so younger people can see it. And the trailers leading up have been hilarious. It's been Deadpool talking to Fred Savage, but Fred Savage is in bed like he is in The Princess Bride. But he's grown up Fred Savage. And remember in the last trailer, we'll close with this, the last trailer, he gave a hard time to Nickelback.
Once Upon a Deadpool.
Kind of from Marvel movies.
We are Marvel.
Yeah, but, you know, you're Marvel licensed by Fox.
It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
Hey, that's it. I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic, ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade. 6 Grammy nominations, 12 Juno Awards. Those count. 6 Billboard Music Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 1 People's Choice Award, Canadian, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
Yeah, he was nicer as a kid. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, by the way, watched The Empire Strikes Back with the little guy last night.
And?
You just gotta be aware of every movie you see with a 5-year-old, okay? Luke Skywalker's head chopped off.
Oh, hand.
Yeah. It was a...
Did he cry?
No, but it was like 35 minutes of explaining that that's a movie and that's really not his head. Anyway, it was fun.
Yeah.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Good night.
Sweet dreams.
That's right. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And by the way, when Daddy gets deep into the Empire Strikes Back, I sound like that guy in Northern Ireland. Because that's what happens to me with all action-adventure movies. I was out. Anyway, for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, hey, get yourself a fruitcake. We're going to probably be sold out by tomorrow for the last batch that we have for you guys. Our last-minute fruitcakes are on sale at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Oscar and Rob, Mike O'Mara saying, see ya next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.